Ladies and gentle nerds, welcome to the Couch Co-op Podcast. This is episode number 27? 27.
Yeah. Because we missed Easter.
Yeah. Yes.
Because of Easter.
We took a little break. But it's alright. I mean, we're back. We're good. We're not going anywhere.
We're going to church group later.
Do what?
I said I'm going to church group later.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, like, we're not, like, going anywhere.
That we know of.
Figuratively. But anyway, welcome to the Couch Co-op Podcast, where every week we get together and talk about video games and nothing. I'm your showrunner, Joe Nixon, and with me, the very tired, the very sunburned, showstopper, Casey Tapp.
I am tired today.
We're both tired. It's been like a crazy couple weeks. I got a new job.
This week, especially.
It's been grueling. Like
a transition week for...
For everybody, yeah. So we might sound a little exhausted, but we're still here recording this for you.
Getting hot.
Oh, man. So...
Shirtless. It's okay.
It's fantastic.
Let's do it.
138. Gotta write that down.
Oh, crap. I haven't slipped out.
So this week we're trying something a little different. Not like too different, but when we get to it, our off topic is not necessarily video game related. So you'll get to hear us nerd out about other things.
Prepare your butts.
Because I see that list over there and I'm liking things that are on that list.
You know,
I'm
going to
freak out.
It's a good list, yeah. Right?
So, but we always start the show off with video games. We forever and always will start the show off with video games.
That's our...
So...
Our butter and toast.
Buttered toast. Buttered toast! But let's jump into the hit list. It is punch four... It. Huh? Punch it?
Yeah, punch it. The hit list. Punch it.
Just punch a hole through my computer.
Break the screen.
But we got 1, 2, 3, 4. Four things.
Okay.
First up.
Shoot it.
Since we missed last week. Halo 5 Guardians got a new advertisement. Two, actually. A John Locke trailer and a Master Chief trailer.
They're interesting.
Very interesting.
They're kind of the same thing, but they're different.
They're different. Obviously, it's supposed to tease you and everything, but it does it well because you're trying to figure out who's in the right and who's in the wrong because we don't know all the stories yet. What the two trailers, basically, it's the same trailer twice, but the roles are reversed. Like, they both involve Master Chief and John Locke, but...
John Locke.
Is that his name, right? Locke. Or is it just Locke?
I don't know.
Can't remember.
John Locke's from
Lost, and yeah, he's a...
That's what I was wondering.
He's another famous person, but logic person? I can't remember. Philosophy, I think.
I don't think it matters.
But but the trailers are very cool. You know, they're very cinematic and whatnot. They show off some of the cool
cinematic stuff.
Yeah. And give us a little insight in what we can expect from the story.
I told you what I thought it was. My
yeah. Go ahead and explain though.
My idea of what I think is going on here. The trailers to me, you're asking me this because I'm the Halo guy. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is just my interpretation of it, and what I get from playing the campaign of Halo 4, and like all the trailers and videos that they've released, like. Connecting to that.
Mm-hmm.
The Hunt the Truth trailers, both of them, they're basically the same trailer, but like you said, the roles are reversed, and it shows like maybe both sides of like what each character is thinking.
Right. Yeah.
For each one. Excuse me. And so anyways, but they basically kind of make it out to say like Master Chief Locke thinks Master Chief is a bad guy. He thinks that everything that he's done in the past was all for, the wrong reasons or bad reasons or whatever. And then the other one is reversed, and basically Master Chief is saying that Locke is, he's in the wrong. Like, he's a bad guy.
Mm.
So it kind of seems like they both think that they're bad people. But this is what I get from it, and we talked about this the other day pretty extensively. gosh, I can't break that. Playing Halo 4, in the beginning, the very first cutscene in Halo 4, when they're talking to, what's that lady's name?
Dr. something.
Dr. Halsey.
Halsey, yeah.
Yeah, and, I know her first name, but I was trying to think. Catherine Halsey, I think. She's sitting there, and the guy's questioning her, and you don't really know who the guy is, and I don't think they ever really tell you who the guy is.
But you think it's Locke?
Well, I don't know if it's... I don't think it's Locke. Locke doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would be questioning people in an interrogation room.
Mm.
But I don't know. We don't know who he is, yeah, so it could be him. I don't know. But he's sitting there, and he's asking her questions about... the Master Chief and everything that he's done and blah, blah, blah. And she, she's going on, she's saying, if I wouldn't have built them, if I wouldn't have made them, we would all be dead, basically. That's her argument.
Like, it was wrong, but for the right reason. Like, it was the wrong thing to do, but she did it for good reasons.
Well, she actually originally built the Spartans to fight insurrectionists, not to fight the Covenant. Mm-hmm. They just happened to be there when the Covenant came. So she really did build them for the wrong reasons, technically. She was trying to win a war against her own people. But,
It worked in our favor.
She won, yeah. So it looked good on her. But anyways, but he's asking her about Master Chief and if he succeeded because he was broken at his core. I think those are almost the exact words that he uses. And I think... And then she says... she says, you're not... everyone from Oni is asking me questions, but you're not like them. What are you after? And he's like, did the Master Chief succeed because he was at his core broken? And she says, you want to replace him, don't you? And I think that's what's happening. Mm. I think that someone somewhere is trying to discredit Master Chief or John and basically make him look like a bad guy so that they can put their hero up on a pedestal. Mm. And I think that's going to end up being Locke. I think that both John and Locke are good guys, but they're being told things like one side saying, hey, Locke's a bad guy, and the other... side's going, hey, John's a bad guy.
Like propaganda.
Yeah, like, yeah. You guys need to fight each other, but they're both fighting for the same team, and they just don't realize it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what that is. And I think that Halo 5, this is just, I haven't seen anything on it other than Hunt the Truth, but I think that Halo 5 is going to lead somewhere down that path.
Yeah.
Just from all the cutscenes and all the kind of little hints and shit that they've been dropping, I think that's what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And that's what it seems like they're trying to do. But I don't know. Master Chief has never done anything for the wrong reasons. But at the same time, Halo 5, he could kind of be caught up with Cortana and decide to break ranks and help just to help her. It wouldn't surprise me. She's his only friend.
Yeah.
You know?
It seems like it's going to be a very, not like political in the sense of like elections or whatever, but political as in the sense that there's a lot of politics and trickery going on in that universe at this time.
Like, yeah, well, I mean, hey, for real though, like in the Halo universe, you don't really see it in the video games because it's more about combat and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But there is a lot of political crap going on.
Yeah.
And a lot of secrecy. Oni is very, like, tight about their secrets and the things that they do under the blanket, you know.
So, like the NSA.
Yeah, basically. Except, like, throughout the galaxy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. That's my interpretation on it. That's not what it is. That's just what I think it's going to be.
Either way, it's going to be...
I think it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. Next up, Deus Ex, Mankind Divided. just kind of trailer. It's a announced slash trailer. I never played the other Deus Ex games, but the one before this had two different endings, and they chose one as canon so that it carries over into this new installment. But yeah, looks cool. That's all I gotta say.
I didn't play the last one.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I saw like a cutscene of it once, and I was like, it kind of looks cool, but I never really heard anything good about it. So I was just like, all right, whatever.
Like, I remember a lot of people liking the previous one, because you could go stealth or combat or blah, blah, blah. Like, there's a lot of choice in it or whatever, mm-hmm. but I never really jumped in. I didn't really feel the need to, but that's just me.
Yeah.
So next one, Conker's Bad Fur Day DLC for Project Spark.
I just deleted Spark.
Like, and then they released that
a few days ago, but I'm a huge Conker fan.
Are you going to re-download it?
Probably, yeah.
I'll
have to make some space on my Xbox somewhere.
So, yeah. Project Spark is a game where you make games, essentially, right?
Mm-hmm. And well, so, you know, I'm not really sure. I tried to get on there the other day, and I feel like it's probably something I could really get into, but I don't have the patience for it.
I feel like it takes a lot of time.
I don't have the patience for it right now. See, I got on there, and I just wanted to play something that someone else made,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't figure out how to get to that point.
Ah.
It's like whenever you're playing Forge and Halo, you can fly around and create things, and there's a button that you press, and it turns you into a Spartan, and you can run around and test your map. I was trying to find that button the entire time, and every time I pressed something, I messed something up, and I didn't know how to fix it. Mm. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to back out.
Yeah. I haven't really, like, since launch, I haven't really heard anything about Project Spark. Like, nobody seems to be, like, losing their minds over it or anything.
Not really.
It's just there.
It kind of seems to me like a pointless sandbox, kind of, from what I've seen. Like, because I tried it when it first came out. But I just, once again, I just didn't have the patience for it at the time.
Right.
Because I'm a man of instant gratification. I like things to, like, if I want something done, I'd like to have it done quickly. Or you know, like, if I'm going to work on something, I want to see the progress. But with that, I felt like I was in a tutorial for, like, an hour. And I didn't know, I never really got to do anything to it. And it made me angry. So I was like, you know, I don't want to sit here and fuddle with this stuff. That's not why I have an Xbox.
Right.
So.
Like, for, was it aspiring game developers? I'm sure it's a cool thing.
Yeah.
But if you're not one, then it's going to be like, well.
Yeah, I mean, if I had the time to just sit down, apart from my, like, recreational gaming time, mm-hmm. you know, and just kind of fight through it, I'd probably like it. I'd probably have fun, because I have a feeling that people that like Minecraft would like to play that, because they can create.
Yeah.
But, like, I love Minecraft, but I just can't get to the spark.
Yeah.
But I will re-download it, and I will try my hardest to figure out how to play Conker. I really want to try it, because I was watching a video of it a minute ago on IGN, which bugged the crap out of me, because I just wanted to see the trailer, and the guys were talking. It's like, but the trailer was, like, lagging. The guys weren't lagging, but the trailer was.
They were probably doing a rewind theater or something.
Well, it would, like, they'd play, like, a split second, and then it would stop, and they would keep keep talking through it, like commentary, and then it would stop, and then it would start back up, it'd play for, like, a second, and then it would stop.
Because they're, like, going through and picking out every little detail.
Yeah. And it just bugged me, because I'm like, you know, just play the whole thing, and then there's probably another trailer somewhere that I can watch, but I don't want the commentary. Like, yeah. I want my own views on it, you mm-hmm. know?
So, yeah. Project Spark. Fun stuff. next up, Black Ops 3 teaser trailer.
Yeah.
Has been released.
They've confirmed it.
Yeah.
That's the only video that they have for it so far.
Hashtag Back in Black is the name of the teaser. Which makes me hope that the full trailer will feature some AC/DC in there.
Did you watch the interpretation of the trailer?
with the one from the Nerdist with Jessica
mine was the Nerdist.
The one that
I watched.
Yeah, yeah. I did.
It was interesting.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
I just wonder where this one's going to take place. Like, is it going to go back to the future?
Well, they gave the locations.
Yeah.
But they also said that they kind of made it seem, because I'm not trying to like give them, like, I'm not trying to accredit them for doing all this stuff, but they did take the time to sit down and figure out what all the little numbers and stuff meant. So they have a bigger crew than us. So, you know, I'm just going to go off of what they kind of said on their thing. But she kind of said that it seemed like they were going to have some kind of past future thing, like Black Ops 2, how it was kind of like, it was talking about the past, but when you caught up to where you were, then you started playing in the future, you know, while they were questioning him. So, a lot of people think it's going to end up being something like that, where you're playing in two separate spots. But the real question is, and a lot of people have been asking this question, is are there going to be exosuits?
A lot of people seem to think that there will be. Like,
I hope they don't. I really do.
Yeah.
Because I just...
But my theory, and this comes from only seeing the logo at the end of the teaser, it starts with the two.
Yeah.
And
it starts with one, and then it spreads to two.
Two.
And it spreads to three.
Yeah, but whenever it's the two, and they spread out, and the third one comes in, I think, if I'm being super subjective and just like putting some artsy fartsiness into it, that split and then the thing coming in the middle might suggest that it takes place in between Black Ops 2 and Black Ops 1 when the third one gets chiseled in there between them. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe.
Because if they did like... Because Black Ops 2 or Black Ops 1 was like Vietnam / Cold War stuff, right? Or no, it was just Cold War. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So, what if this one took place in between then and then the future one? So, like, maybe a near future or another historical event in between the Cold War. And then,
Black Ops 2 wasn't really, like, too far into the future. It wasn't, like, you know, 30 or 40 years or anything like that. But it was more advanced.
Yeah.
I think. But that's a really good interpretation of that, I think. Because whenever you do a trailer that's so simplistic like that, that's what they want you to do.
Right.
Is they want you to say, like, maybe it's this, maybe it's this, maybe it's this. But that's a really good, like, that's a really good thought about that, about them bringing, like, pulling that up into the middle.
I mean, that's what I think, because, like, I remember after Black Ops 2, like, it was just, like, there was too many questions, like, that would happen beforehand, like, leading up to that. So, like, I feel like they just need to fill in the gap with how they did the logo, basically, and say, this is what happened in between then and then, and maybe make a connection there or something.
I can see that. I see that happening.
But, yeah. Pretty stoked. Black Ops was one of my favorite Call of Duties, like, story-wise.
I liked both of them.
Yeah. I don't remember much from Black Ops 2. I remember completing it, but I don't remember it that well, so I might have to go back and play through that again.
I liked it. I mean, I don't really remember too much of it, but I do remember enjoying the storyline. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, most Call of Duty storylines I do enjoy, because they're fun.
Oh, and another thing is that they have confirmed that there will be zombies in this.
Nice.
So.
Good stuff.
Obviously, I'm going to go buy it.
Obviously.
I really do hope that they don't do the whole, like, jetpack exosuit kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I understand the technology, like, doing that kind of stuff. But, like, I feel like
Call of Duty... Because then they'll just be doing the same thing, like, starting the same thing over and over again.
I feel like Call of Duty's getting into too much of... They're basically turning into Crysis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what it's getting to... Like,
it's getting close to that,
it's leading up to that, like, super suit kind of, like, why even be a person? Just let them play as robots or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I know, because I've read a lot of stuff on it. A lot of people like the whole exosuit take, like, on Advanced Warfare, but a lot of people don't like that they're starting to change the like the core gameplay yeah. of the multiplayer. And a lot of the people who've been playing it forever, like the, you know, some of the kids that didn't grow up playing all the old ones, you know, like we grew up playing Modern Warfare and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And even the, like some of the older stuff, like World War II kind of stuff. We like that stuff. Like we like the, the kind of like
groundedness.
Yeah. Like we don't want, you know, people being like, there's four levels to each map, but it's all air. So, like, yeah. you can jump, like, that high and shoot across the screen and all this crazy shit. Like, it's hard to keep up with all yeah. that stuff. And it kind of turns it into just a madhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people
That's
want...
That's for sure.
People want to be able to play it and understand what's going on, but it's just, it seems like there's just grenades everywhere. And,
mm-hmm.
like, people are just sprinting all over the place, which that's how Call of Duty's always been played. But now it's to a point where, like, you can move so fast that, like, if you're playing hardcore, all you got to do is... sidestep, like side exosuit jump through yeah. a doorway and just spray mm-hmm. and you'll take out two or three guys. So I mean, it gets aggravating.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can understand that. But that's it for the hit list. So
do you have anything before we get to the off topic? It's not much.
I can't think of anything. I got a new job.
Yeah.
A new job.
At a video game.
Video game store.
Store, yeah.
Pretty pumped. It's a ton of fun.
It's going to be good for the company.
Oh, yeah. Hey, can I borrow that?
Just start testing stuff. That? Yeah, it will be good, though, because, you know, I feel like there's a lot of things that we don't get to really, like...
try out.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, comment on because we don't know.
Yeah.
So, it'll give you the opportunity...
Whoa.
Wow. It'll give you the opportunity to kind of... you know, test games that you wouldn't normally test right. without having to, like, pay $60, mm-hmm. you know, that
and
sort of thing.
And it's like a mile from our apartment.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. That'll so be nice.
Great. So great. So great. I could ride a bike to work.
I have one.
I know.
Take it.
I probably will
at some point. The tires are aired up on it.
It's good to know.
The front brakes don't work. So just don't try to do any stoppies. Because you'll just keep rolling. Anyways.
A lot of people just check their phones like, what the heck just happened?
Yeah. Gap.
We also might... No. We're starting another podcast.
Yeah. I don't know if you were going to say that at the end or right now. Well, we can talk about it right now.
It's yeah. fine. I mean... I don't really know the genre for it. It'll be, I guess it'll be comedy slash
it's, I mean,
lifestyle
anything
slash
anything we do is going to be funny. Like, that's what we go for, is comedy.
Yeah.
So that can be...
Because this podcast is hilarious so far.
Hey, so I was listening to 26 and 25 of our own podcast because
yeah.
we're so awesome.
Yeah.
And there were a few times whenever I said something and I just started laughing. Like I would be listening to myself or to you, and I'm just like sitting there, and as soon as like a certain word came out, I would just bust out laughing. So I was just sitting in my car laughing at us.
It's come to that point.
It's a very low point in my life.
But yeah, we're working on. It'll basically be another weekly podcast, but we just talk about whatever we want to.
Yeah, it's like life stuff.
Yeah.
We're just going to talk about stuff in general.
Stuff in general.
Yeah, basically.
We're right now we're struggling to come up with a title for
yeah,
so.
The title's the killer right now.
But
we've had a few good
yeah.
good ones, but there're problems with that.
Yeah.
So, well, when we come up with something that doesn't have these specific problems, then we'll probably be on the right path for
yeah.
that then.
I mean, like we were talking yesterday, and eventually we want to have multiple shows, like multiple podcasts essentially, but not all of them are going to technically be hosted by us.
Yeah.
That's down the line.
Well,
but these first two will establish that we're a podcast network,
yeah,
essentially.
If you look at any of the other like bigger companies that do stuff like podcasting or like reviews and stuff like that, like
even just videos.
Well, yeah, and I'm gonna throw IGN out here real quick just as an example. Like IGN is so big now that they, whenever they do their podcast and stuff, it's never really the same people like doing every podcast, because it really takes, like, for you to be successful at stuff like this, you really have to do not even a lot, but you have to do a little bit of research.
Yeah.
On each individual thing. So, like, if you've got four podcasts and only two or three guys working it, that's a lot of work. Especially for people who aren't getting paid.
It's a lot of stuff to, like, keep in your brain.
Exactly. Basically. I mean, like, we'd be writing stuff down. It'd be a full-time job to try to maintain all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, the idea is to try to have other people research certain, like, specific things, and then they can do those podcasts.
Right.
In the long run. Like, that's basically what we're trying to get at. But it's hard to focus on 50 things at once, you know?
Yeah. But that's why this next podcast is going to be about whatever comes to mind.
Shoot the shit.
Yeah. Like, we'll just turn it on and start talking. I need to come up with an intro music for it. We'll figure something out.
It should be something dumb.
Like,
like
an a cappella intro or something. It'll be funny. Or we just do an a cappella intro every time.
Even if it was just something like la 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 la. That'd be good.
We'll think of something. So, Casey, now's the part of the show where we talk about nothing and we get off topic. So what you got for me?
So our off topic for this week is upcoming movies.
Yep.
I guess basically just movies that we're excited to see in the future.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, the one that it's already out, but I haven't seen it yet, that I really want to see is Furious 7. Obviously. Anybody that knows me knows that I love that franchise. So, I just really want to go see this at some point.
Yeah, well, I mean, even people who aren't necessarily into that whole, all of the Fast and the Furious movies, like, even if you've watched, like, one or two of them, like, people really want to go see this one.
Yeah, it's because it's Paul Walker's last one. Yeah,
it's a big deal.
Yeah.
It really is. I heard that they used his brother in one of the final
both brothers
in one of the final scenes that he did, and they just did like a mapping over his face.
Yeah.
So they used his body, but they regenerated like. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna be crazy. Like one of these days, I feel like down the line we're gonna get to the point where, we almost won't even need the actors to be there for most of the movie.
Oh yeah.
They come in, they scan their entire body. And then the actors would do the voice work.
Be weird.
That'd be crazy, right?
Like, one of my favorite examples of that kind of tech is Tron Legacy. Because it's...
Oh, yeah.
Because then you get to use the old version of the... Like, the real-time version of the actor.
Careful there.
who's older. But then they replicate the younger version of himself to be, like, the antagonist. It was just a great use of that tech. I just love that movie.
Can I tell you something real quick?
Yeah.
Just so you know, you have the headset on backwards.
No!
I don't know if that'll mess up your listening, but yeah. Because the mic tilts.
Sounds the exact same.
I didn't know if it if it bothered you going from like left to right or whatever. I don't know how that works because I don't listen to it. But anyways, I told you that cord, you get caught on it.
It is very short.
It just like, even if you try to get it out of the way, somehow it gets in your way.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say last night, dude. That thing is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. And Microsoft cords, they're crap. They really are.
They really are.
They really are.
But yeah, Furious 7.
Furious 7 is going to be good. I'll do one real quick that's already out that I want to go see. Insurgent. Wow.
That's what I think about that movie.
You didn't even see the first one.
I know, because it looked like a teen drama movie.
It was pretty good. I liked it. It wasn't as I thought it was going to be all cheesy and stuff. And it was a little cheesy, but it was the idea around it was kind of cool. Like they had it's kind of like, what was that movie? I mean, what was that book? It was like was it Brave New World or something like that?
I have no clue.
What they do is they separate the people into four groups. There's the guys who, like, the scientists, the people who work on that kind of stuff. There are the I don't know if I'm gonna get this exactly right, but there's the scientists who work on, like, all of that kind of stuff, and the scientists, I think, are also like doctors and stuff like that. And then they have the farmers, who are like the agricultural people. They work on, like, food and water and all this stuff. And then they have the leaders, who end up being like not necessarily like a, like they govern, or they tell everybody what to do, but they just kind of like make sure that everything's going the way, like everything is stable within the ranks, basically. And then there's the fourth group, who are like basically like the military. And whenever you're young, as you're growing up, you're taught the ways of the entire culture, not just like your own. But when you get to be a certain age, they give you the option. They say, they walk you up to this table, and there's like there's bowls on the thing, and there's like a rock in one, there's like water in the other, there's like sand in one, and something else. Like, there's like, they represent the individual groups. And when you get to be that age, they let you decide for yourself, do you want to stay in the group that you were born into? So, like, do you want to be an agriculturist your whole life? Or does your heart say something else? And they'll give you the option to pick another group. But once you're in that group, you're in that group, period. There's nothing you can do about it. Except for the army. If you go into the army and you fail, you get kicked out. And then you're not part of any group. You're basically, like, homeless. It's a little crazy. But anyways, that's basically, like, the backstory for that. But, like, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But I liked Divergent. I thought it was pretty good. There was a lot of cool, like, action sequences in it. And, I don't know, just kind of, like, because the girl joins the military group, that whole kind of, like, culture that just that military group has was just a really cool thing to kind of see, because they seem like kind of cocky assholes, but they're really like a family. But I want to go see the second one. I haven't read any of the books. I'm not that big into it, but it was pretty cool. It's not on the top of my list, but it's what's out. So
what's the next one
for me?
Just go down the list.
You want me to just go down? Okay.
Yeah.
So the next one, and these, I don't know if these are exactly in order, but they were in the list that I was going down, like, what movies do I want to see? So, the new Avengers movie, Age of Ultron. I really want to see that.
I'll see it.
Marvel, I like both sides. I'm not really, like, a specific fan of either one. DC seems more serious. Like, if you want to have, like, a kind of like a badass feel to it, it seems a lot more serious. Like, the Superman movie, the three Batman movies that came out, they're really serious, and they have great, like, fight sequences in it, but they're also really deep. Like, you really feel like you're attached to it.
Yeah.
And they're really good. But I also like Marvel for like almost the exact opposite reason, because, like, I want to see superheroes that act like they would in the comics. Because a lot of comics are really, like, goofy and witty and stuff like that. Marvel, I feel like, is...
Yeah, Marvel takes the cake for that.
Extremely like that.
Like, DC's always been about drama with superpowers, basically.
It's detectives in comics. So.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I want to go see it. I'm an Iron Man fan. So that's basically the only one I really like.
I don't know if I'll actually go see it in theaters, but...
Yeah, you will. You'll go with me.
Okay. Sure. Next one. Let's run. We got quite a bit of them. So let's.
Oh, I wasn't gonna say all of them. Pitch Perfect 2.
Yes.
We really liked the first one.
Yes.
It was really good, and I knew they lift a pretty big hint at the end of the first one that they were gonna have a second one. So that's pretty cool.
And my bae's in that one too.
I really hope they keep a lot of the original characters in it.
I'm pretty sure they have.
And I heard, I'm not entirely sure about this, but I heard that the guy from Workaholics that was in the first one, that he's going to be back in the second one. So that would be really good, because I really liked his character in that. Like, he was funny.
More importantly, Anna Kendrick's in it. So, yeah.
She's also in Twilight, so, you know.
Do you Anna go, Kendrick?
Yeah, do you want to go watch that?
No, I don't think she was in Twilight.
She is in Twilight.
Who is she?
I will bet you money that she is in Twilight.
I don't think so.
Look it up. Go ahead.
I will. But I don't think she is.
She is in it. I'm telling you.
Who was she in it?
She's, you know, the main girl? I can't remember her name.
Kristen Stewart?
Yeah, her character. It's like one of her friends from the high school.
Ugh. I can forgive her for that.
I want to say that she was a little bit like heavier. And that she looks a little chubbier in that movie. Because I've watched Twilight, so.
I'm Googling it right now. When it pops up in, like, auto search.
I'm telling you, dude. She's in it. I think that was the first thing I ever saw her in. Was Twilight. So.
Ugh.
I'm not a Twilight fan. I never said I was. I'm just saying that I'm just saying that I have seen it.
We can forgive her for that,
and
though.
And she's in it. I mean, she was a good actor in it.
It's okay.
Hey, man.
I wouldn't know.
Money's money. If you're gonna act, somebody's like, hey, we'll pay you this much money, especially the Twilight movies, they made a crap ton of money.
Yeah, I totally get it.
I'd never blame anybody for being in a, you know, kind of a girly, dorky movie if they made a crap ton of money off of it.
Yeah.
Now, if they were killing babies or something to make money, then I'd be like, oh, hold on. You're kind of a bad person. Anyways, yeah, on to the next one.
Pitch Perfect 2.
Mad Max Fury Road. I think it's going to be good.
Looks interesting.
I don't know. I'm not super pumped about it, but I am excited because what's that guy's name? The
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, Tom Hardy is playing Max.
Yeah.
Right. And I like him. I like him in everything he's in. Man, he's a good actor, mm-hmm. and I feel like he can do a lot of different like.
Yeah, he's got good range, isn't he?
Yeah,
he can do a lot.
He's not
different
just
things.
like a typecast kind of guy.
No. Not at all.
But I saw the first one. Or I saw the... Was there two of them?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I've never seen any of them.
I've seen all of the Mad Max movies. I think the Thunderdome one was probably my favorite.
All I know is that this game reminds me of Rage. This movie reminds me of the game Rage.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and they're making a Mad Max game.
The guys who did Just Cause 2.
I don't know if I'm going to...
And Just Cause. No, it's going to be awesome.
I don't know. I'm not entirely sure. Because didn't they make one a while back that tried to make a Mad Max game?
I think it's the same one that's coming out.
A year?
But like,
I thought they made one like a year or two ago or something.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. I'm a little skeptical on that.
Oh, this next one.
Yeah. I wrote some down for you, too. I wasn't just writing them for me.
Oh, my gosh.
So the next one is Jurassic World.
Woo!
Yeah.
That movie's going to be amazing. Like,
you're just a big Jurassic Park fan.
Yes.
You're a big nerd.
My buddy
he left
Austin,
us.
Huh?
He left us.
My buddy Austin's much bigger Jurassic Park fan than I am, but I mean I've watched those movies countless times as a kid.
Yep.
And now they're making a new one that's not Jurassic Park 3. So,
with what's his name?
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, he's really been getting into some stuff lately. Like
yeah.
he's done some roles, which is weird.
Like.
Because I just think of him as Andy from
right. It's just
Parks
so
and Rec. So,
but this one, he's like a dinosaur wrangler, like or.
Of course he is.
It's gonna be awesome.
I heard him talking about one time about his diet that he went through.
To Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, for all of the movies that he's been in lately, like because he's a lot of the movies he's been in lately, he's been trying to like slim down.
What was the soldier movie? Zero Dark Thirty. No.
Yeah.
He got buff.
Yeah, he actually put muscle on for that one. Like, it's one thing for him to slim down because he's kind of chubby in Parks and Rec.
Yeah,
but like in that one, he was bulky. Like, he wasn't just skinny. He was
right
thick.
And you
and
can see it in Parks
part.
And Rec. Like, you can see it whenever he starts in Zero Dark Thirty. He just like all of a sudden balloons up.
Yeah, like because he goes away for a while, but then he comes back and he's like. But yeah, so that kind of leads into our next one, and this hasn't been announced, I don't think yet, but it's going to happen. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I'm really pumped for that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm a huge Guardians of the Galaxy fan. After that movie came out, I kind of jumped on the bandwagon. Because I knew of them because my dad really likes Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always something. He's like, yeah, it's this guy, and he can fly. And then there's a green girl, and she's got swords. It's like, you know, as a kid, that's what I was bringing in. And he was like, and then there's a raccoon and a tree. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This sounds stupid. And then I saw the commercials for the first Guardians of the Galaxy, and I was like, this is going to be epic.
Amazing soundtrack.
Yeah.
Amazing everything.
Yeah. And it fits so perfectly with the movie, too. So, but they said at the end of the first one, they said that the Guardians will be back or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure in Marvel's timeline of movies, I'm pretty sure there's a second one already scheduled. So.
No, I know. I'm just saying. That's why they put it in the first one. They literally said they were going to come back in the first one. So, you know there's going to be a second one, but...
What's that next one there?
That next one there is The Last of Us, the movie, basically.
The one, the trailer that I showed you?
Yeah.
Maggie. That's right.
Yeah, Maggie. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger and... There's somebody else in there.
It's the chick from Little Miss Sunshine. And
I don't remember her name.
But this looks like...
It looks
Schwarzenegger's best acting yet so far.
It like, seriously looks like Last of Us the movie.
Sort of, yeah.
It's got all the
different twist. It's got the same feel for it though.
Yeah, like, it even looks like it could be set in that kind of world. But yeah, it looks really good.
I've never seen Schwarzenegger act that hard, just in a trailer.
All the other ones that we've done have ones that were made before them. Do you want to describe like the plot line for that?
For Maggie?
Yeah.
It's a father and daughter in the post-apocalyptic thing. But the daughter is infected, but it's a different kind of virus. Like, she's still a person, but if the longer the infection goes on, the more like unpredictable she becomes until she like eventually is just lost to the infection.
Kind of like slow rabies.
Yeah. Almost. So, I think the main thing of the story is him running from the cops or the enforcing...
He doesn't want to kill her, basically.
Right. I think they're trying to track her down because she escaped a quarantine zone or something. I'm not sure. But it looks very intriguing. It's very unlike Schwarzenegger to be in a movie like this, for sure.
I feel like he's kind of just coming back around. He's just kind of just doing movies now.
Yeah, this one looks good.
But I like that he's doing something serious because I feel like some of the ones that he's done recently have been a little cheesy.
Yeah, I mean, but that's just his style mainly. But this one looks intense.
But yeah, so the next one that I have, and you're not going to care about this, but Minions, the movie from Despicable Me. Gosh. I love those guys. They're just funny to me. Like. Every now and then I see little things that they do on Facebook or something like that where it's just a little short video that they make of the Minions doing something funny or something like that, but they always make me laugh. And I don't know why. It's just funny.
Because they're little yellow people.
I like the way they talk. I think that's what gets me the most.
Hello! Oh my gosh.
It's just like
oh my goodness.
It's just funny to me. I don't know.
All right. So I got one I'm going to throw out real quick.
Toss it.
I saw a trailer for this.
Is it on the list?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's called Me and Earl and the Dying Girl.
Yeah. I saw that on there. I don't know what it is, though.
Ooh. It's like a comedy, but it looks like a really well-made...
What was the Dying Girl? Is that, like, cancer?
Yeah. Like, it's this... The plot is, like... This guy and Earl, his friend, they make stupid videos. Like, then they're parodies of other movies or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're purposely awful parodies or whatever. And they meet... Or his mom forces him to hang out with this girl who has leukemia.
Oh, man. That's not awkward.
Right. And and so... like, he goes over to her house and then she finds out that his mom sent him over, and like that's embarrassing. Whatever, but they still like hang out because their parents want them to hang out because she's probably gonna die soon. So,
wow.
I mean, I'm just telling you what the trailer tells
us.
Jump
right into it.
And then his friend Earl convinces him that they need to make one of his dumb movies for her before she passes away. And it seems really funny, heartfelt comedy.
Do they make that movie good, though?
I don't know.
Is that how that works?
I don't know. I haven't seen
it. It's like all of your movies.
I've just seen a trailer.
You made this one for me, and it's so good. And not stupid.
But it looks genuinely funny. Like
I'll look into it. Yeah. I haven't seen anything on it. I just saw the name just a minute ago on a list. Mm. All right, so the next one that I have on my list, I've got four more. Ant-Man. I don't know why I'm excited about that, but I'm excited about it. I think it'll be good.
To me, this is going to be the movie where Marvel jumps the shark, though. I mean,
I don't know. Like, I think Ant-Man would be, is it like a, I think he's a very useful superhero.
Yeah, I mean, he is, but it's also, he's also one of the most ridiculous superheroes when you think about it. It's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, well, but he can get big, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, it's almost like he, the reason why I like him is because he has such a broad range of things that he can accomplish.
Yeah, true.
Because of the sizing thing. So, like, he can basically get into any building. Like, he has the ultimate stealth tactic.
Yeah.
But then also, like, if he needs to fight something, he has the strength. Like, if he needs it, he can just f***ing... Crap. He can get really big.
Come on.
He can get really big and just, like, smash... He's, like, basically like Hulk. Like, he can just get really big and smack the crap out of somebody. You know?
Yeah. Plus, it's Paul Rudd, so it's going to be funny.
Paul Rudd's going to be the guy?
You haven't seen the trailer?
I thought I watched one, but I...
It's Paul Rudd.
Oh, I watched that one where he's, like, running down the hallway. It was, like, whenever they first announced it. And he's running down the hallway, and these guys, like, draw guns on him. And all of a sudden, he just, like, disappears. And you see him, like, running across the top of the gun. Like, as a tiny little dude, he's just like, ah!
But yeah, it's Paul Rudd. The first trailer's pretty good, but it's ridiculous at the same time.
Another thing about Ant-Man that a lot of people don't... That I like as kind of, like, a... part of his, like, superhero, like, power kind of thing, which I don't think it's actually a power. I think it's a device that he made.
Right? It's a device he gets from somebody else, I think.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's not like he can just do it
as
himself. Anyways, one thing I always thought was really cool about Ant-Man is that he, like, a lot of people don't realize that one of the things that he uses as, like, an attack or, like, a skill that he has is that he uses his sizing thing with momentum. So, like, if he's running and he shrinks or he gets bigger, he still has the momentum of what he was, and that carries over to what he turns into. So, like, he can, like, slow himself down if he has to. So, like, if he's running and something's about to happen in front of him, he can, like, shrink or get bigger or whatever. And because of the momentum, he can, like, slow down. Or like, if he doesn't want to break through a wall or something.
Just go real small.
Basically, yeah, and it won't hurt it. But if he wants to just obliterate the wall, he can be running in regular form and then size up a little bit and hit the momentum from his small one plus the mass of his big version combined helps put the power that he needs. Like, it's a really weird thing to kind of like think about while it's happening, but it's kind of cool. I've seen some of the comics of it. But all right, the next one is Hitman Agent 47. It looks pretty good.
Looks good.
I saw a commercial of it. But.
Although I'm not a fan of the guy who's playing Hitman. Like the actual guy. He doesn't look like Agent 47.
I thought he looked okay.
But Agent 47 is supposed to be tall, thick, and bald. And this guy's kind of average looking.
Yeah. I think that's a perspective thing to me. It seems like a perspective thing. Because, like, in the games, he always just seemed like really tall. And, like narrow almost. Like, he looked big, but he looked kind of narrow. Like, he was almost like, you know how whenever you're trying to be stealthy, you turn sideways? I always kind of got that kind of, like, image from him.
To me, he's always, like, you can tell he's strong.
Yeah, that's what the main I'm saying, thing. But, like, I don't know why. I guess, I think it's, because I really only played, like, the first one and the second one.
Mm.
But, like... He almost seemed like a triangle. Like, it's hard for me to explain, but, like, he seemed like really, like this to me. Like, he was broad-shouldered, but his arms and his legs seemed, like, long, almost. And the shape of his head makes him look really tall. So he looks almost kind of slender, like he's trying to hide.
Gotcha. I get you.
That's like an impressionistic thing, like if you're looking at art.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it seemed like to me. But like, I don't know. This guy doesn't look like that to me, but I think he'll be okay.
Yeah. I also think that in both the Hitman movies, they've been getting people that are slightly too young. Like, if they got somebody who's a little bit older, it'd kind of make more sense. Oh, this guy's super skilled, blah, blah. He's been doing it for a while.
And I think this guy even looks older than the first guy.
Yeah, because the first guy was, like, way too young to play.
You know what makes it hard to gauge the age thing? The fact that he doesn't have hair.
Yeah.
We take, like, when we look at people, we can tell their age a lot by their hair, by what color their hair is. Because the gray, even if it's just a little, like, peppered gray, you know that they have a little bit of age. But when you're bald, and bald heads don't really wrinkle.
It's true.
Like, on the top.
But, so like, you gotta get somebody that's, like, chiseled in the face, like, old and grizzled in the face, and then just shave their head. Oops. But, yeah.
I think he'll work out okay, though. And from the commercial, he seemed like he played the character really well. I'm excited about that one. I liked the previous one, the first one that they did.
Yeah, it was all right.
I thought it was good. I thought the action things were good, but I don't know if I was fully into the love story kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was like, eh. Mm-hmm. I feel like he probably would have just dropped her off at the train station.
Probably.
Just been like, hey, get out of here. But anyway, so the next one, super pumped about this. I don't know what the release date is for it. I don't even know if there is one. But Deadpool with Ryan Reynolds.
It's the first R-rated superhero movie.
Dude, this thing looks good. And honestly, I couldn't have picked a better person to play his voice.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, like, nails Deadpool. He's played Deadpool before.
Yeah, like in the cartoons and stuff or something?
He played him in the X-Men Wolverine movie.
Oh, I never saw it.
It was like the X-Men or...
X-Men Origins.
Origins or something. I think it was Origins, but it was the Wolverine one. And he worked with that Stryker guy.
I never saw it, so...
It was pretty good. Well, no, I wouldn't say the movie was good, but I did like Ryan Reynolds' character.
Mm.
It's pretty cool. But... I don't know. He's played him before, but he's got the attitude for it.
Yeah, for sure.
Deadpool... Nobody really knows what Deadpool's voice sounds like, because...
It sounds like Nolan North.
Well, he's always been a comic book character up until, like... You know what I'm saying? There's never really been, like, a, hey, this is what Deadpool sounds like.
Like, well, to me, creators. Deadpool sounds like Nolan North. Because North sends all the games and the TV shows and stuff like
that. Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's where you get that from. But like me, I've never played that, so I don't know what his voice sounds like. And there could be other people who've never paid attention to any of that stuff. So we don't specifically know what his voice sounds like. But from the comic books, you do get what kind of guy he is.
Mm-hmm.
And like Ryan Reynolds nails it. Because he's got that attitude about him, you know. Kind of like a cocky... He seems kind of almost like a cocky badass.
Well, he's like... He's a...
Because he's a mercenary, kind of, isn't he?
He's a schizophrenic, first of all.
I like that.
I mean, like, he talks to himself and, like, he's crazy. Like, because I know in the comic books, like, he'll be carrying on regular conversation with a character... But then he'll turn towards you, the reader, and like say something to you, and the other guys in the comic book are just like, "What is wrong with?" Because they don't know.
He's breaking.
He's
the wall.
Only one that has knowledge that of the fourth wall, basically. Yeah. And so all the other characters
you're getting close to pulling that.
So all the other characters just thinks he's insane, but he's probably the smartest.
I like
there.
That. Yeah, he seems like he's like he's almost like a higher being or something, like, because he just knows that something else is going on.
He's now, super funny, though.
He's a good... I
can't
like
wait
him
to watch it.
As a superhero slash supervillain.
It's like Kick-Ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit more.
Well, he seems like he doesn't really have... He doesn't ever really take a side. Like, he could be a bad guy or he could be a good guy. He doesn't really care. He's just like, whatever.
He's just there.
He's like, just like, I'm just here to hit people.
And that the 3D animated thing that they showed was hilarious. Like, when the car flips over that one guy and he has the note.
Yeah, and it's a little crude drawing of him cutting his head off.
It was just really funny. If that's what the movie's like, then it's gonna be great.
Yeah, I like the part when he drops in and he goes, "Trevor, I'm pregnant," and then they like slam his head into the thing.
Yeah, it's just so great because Deadpool is insane, and that's what they need.
See,
to
See, and
across.
That was test footage.
Yeah,
so you know the movie's gonna be good.
Yeah, it's good.
But anyways, okay, so
Who's this next one?
The last for best, right?
Well, I got two that I need to throw in.
Then do those first. Okay. Let's do that one last.
First of all, the new trailer for Mission Impossible was just recently released.
Haven't seen it.
So, yes. Tom Cruise holds onto the side of a plane. It takes off. They have pictures of him actually doing it.
Wait, but does he have a harness on?
Well, yeah.
Punk.
They have to, they paint that out later. But it looks awesome. You know, Ghost Protocol was cool. I'm ready to get back into Mission Impossible. Next one.
Wasn't that a Mission Impossible movie?
Yeah. I'm ready to get back into Mission Impossible.
Oh. It kind of sounded like you were like, Ghost Protocol was cool, but like almost it wasn't.
No.
It wasn't enough for you.
It kind of wasn't.
Oh, what was it about it?
It.
I didn't really care. I thought it was okay, but I'm not a big
three will still be, is, will always be my favorite one.
That's the one with Philip Seymour Hoffman, isn't it?
J.J. Abrams directed that one. J.J. Abrams. J.J. Abrams. And then the new 007 movie looks great, too. Spectre.
Oh, wait. I think I may have seen something on that.
Looks good. Look up the trailer. Looks good.
So, here's my question. So, Tom Cruise is you know, the Mission Impossible guy or whatever.
Yeah.
How long is he going to be the Mission Impossible guy?
Until he can't do his own stunts anymore, I'm sure.
Until he dies.
Yeah, that would probably be a good bet.
He's going to be rolling around in a nursing home trying to get out.
He's just going to be crazy. He's like, I mean, he's going to like pick up a Kodak camera and just put it up to his eye and he's going to mumble to himself, "Commission, if you choose to accept it, this chip will destruct in 5 seconds." And he throws it and nothing happens and everyone just thinks he's insane.
But he never looks back. He just tosses it and just wheels away. And the lady's like, you got to take your medicine. No.
Do you want these developed?
No. Oh, man. Yeah, it'll be. I think it'll be good.
But yeah,
I'm not a huge fan of it, so I just like the action sequences and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So. But yeah. All right. So. Batman versus Superman.
Woo, Doctor. Okay, so.
Batman versus Superman.
Have you seen the picture of Jared Leto?
Don't
with the green hair.
It is, just so you know.
30 Seconds to Mars, the lead singer.
Oh.
Blonde kid from Fight Club.
Is he gonna play the Joker?
They released a picture of him with his green hair doing the famous Killing Joke pose, the cover of the Killing Joke where the Joker's taking the picture.
Okay.
It's just like a
I don't think I've seen it.
Okay.
I may have seen it, I just
very
it's
iconic.
Hard for me to like know what you're talking about. But yeah.
But no makeup, none of the makeup, it was just the green hair, just like teasing like
yeah.
Because they're going for that, if you've read The Killing Joke, that's the Joker that they're trying to go for. He's a little buffer, more built, not, like Heath Ledger's was scrawny and crazy. This one's built.
I'm not more, crazy.
This one's more filled out. But, so we've seen a partial thing of the Joker. We get to see it step by step, too, because Jared Leto's such... He's always in the public with his band and everything, so we got to see it when they dyed his hair blonde in preparation for dyeing it green, and then we got to see with the cut what it would look like.
He's been blonde before, so...
Yeah, yeah. But, like, when it was blonde, you got to see what the cut was, like, the Joker cut before they dyed it. And then now we get to see the green, and then eventually I'm sure they'll release a photo of him in full makeup or something. But we've also seen Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor. Which is fantastic.
Yeah. A lot of people seem like they're not excited about him being...
I'm stoked, because it's like evil Zuckerberg, basically. Or a more evil Zuckerberg, whatever you want to say. But I'm stoked about Jesse Eisenberg being Lex Luthor. They already revealed Aquaman, which is that one dude from Game of Thrones, the warrior guy with the long braid, the tribal guy.
Khal Drogo?
Yeah. Momoa, is that his name?
Like, he looks like a big, like, Samoan guy.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. He's Aquaman.
Really?
And he looks... You haven't seen that picture?
I don't think so.
He is hardcore.
I don't... He's tan, though. I don't see Aquaman as being tan.
Look up Aquaman Unite the Seven.
I'll do it in a little bit.
He looks awesome. Like...
I don't doubt it. I've seen him in other things before. He's actually a good actor.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like it. Like, the way he looks, he doesn't seem like he would be, like, a good actor for stuff. But I do see him, like, he was great in Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. I thought he was amazing. And I saw him in something else a while back, and I was like, oh, oh, that's Khal Drogo!
But yeah, like, I'm super pumped for this movie.
I think it'll be good.
Unfortunately.
I like how everybody makes fun of the fat bat.
It's not fat.
The logo. Have you seen that? Yeah.
Where they take that's it, a classic logo.
They outline it, and then they make it into a cartoon, and it looks like a really fat Batman.
It's an iconic logo. Frank Miller's Batman-looking logo. Don't talk crap about it.
Well, it's got the super. It's got the Superman. It's got the Hope sign in the middle of it, right?
No, that's just the movie logo. But the one on Batman's chest.
That's the one I'm talking about. Is the movie logo? They took the movie logo, and they
traced it. But take that one minus the Superman symbol. That's like that looks like Frank Miller's Batman logo from the comics or whatever. It's like the same thing.
Fat bat.
It's not fat. Unfortunately, we have to cut this one a little short. I got places to be and whatnot.
Yeah, I got church group, man.
So
that's all right. Well, that was the last one, so.
So yeah. Thank you guys very much. This has been Couch Co-op Podcast, episode number 26. If you want to follow us and all of our future endeavors, we will be on Twitter at @couchco_op. I'll be streaming a lot this week since job transition means I don't get to work too much.
Yep.
So follow us on twitch.tv/couchco_op. And send your off topics to joe@couchco.net. We'll see you next week. And we're out.